My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I'm not trying to blow my you know what before it's a little too early. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you're going to get flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drains. Joe Shasky, the morning roast. Bonte's a little ill this morning, so, you know, we told him go home. Don't get everybody sick. It's all good.
There you go. We don't want to sickness here.
And we got Sammy Lubman in the building.
Go. Hello there, everyone.
Let's go.
It's going to be a fun one today.
Look, we're gonna get rocking and rolling here. Look, I know it's been a couple of days, Niner fans. Believe me, I understand. It's been a couple of days, and so maybe you can't really remember that Thursday night win. But boy, did that feel good for the soul.
Oh, absolutely. What's really nice about that, Shasky, is that as being able to enjoy that win on Thursday, a very fun win. It's always fun to win in Seattle, but it's even more fun when you get to kind of beat them down like they did on Thursday night, dropping 36 on their ass on their own field. And I'd say the 12s were really quiet, but it was kind of hard to know. There's too many Niner fans there making all that noise. We're going to get into this, I'm sure, all show long, but the first thing that jumped out to me about that Thursday night game, there were so many Niner fans there. Like, remember when literally Lumen Field, CityLink, the Clink, whatever it is we called it up there? Remember, that was like the house of horrors for 49ers fans. It's basically like their second home now at this
point. It's crazy.
Like, did you ever think we would get to this point?
No, I didn't. And I think Russ and Pete and their dominance, whatever, 15 straight wins, whatever Russ ended up having over the Niners, it feels like that voodoo is gone and it's dissipated. But Niner fans, look, today is about you, all right? Now, yeah, we're going to dive into a little bit of MLB, just quiet a little, you know, at about 6:30. A little bit of MLB playoffs, just to wet my beak a little.
If it's two garlic fries and if it's the garlic fries and baseball guys cast, we got to talk a little bit of baseball.
Absolutely, and then we're gonna get into the little Warriors because they played like 1,000 preseason games over the weekend.
They took that many threes too.
I've got some thoughts. I have some thoughts, but we're also gonna have Frank Gore, Niner fans. We're gonna have Frank Gore on at 7:30. So in about an hour, all right. Frank Gore, all time legend, number 21, the guy out of the U. Is going to be here, and we're going to be taking all your calls. Look, Niner fans, I'm going to start here. There is something special about your team not playing on Sunday. And not having the Sunday night game or the Monday night game where your team's in it, kind of hanging over your head, where you could just sit back and watch football for the entire day and just let chaos ensue. Because I'm sitting here yesterday, and I'm on the couch, and I was in and out of the car in the morning, and I had a little baseball, this, that, and the other, listening to Baldy on the radio here on 95.7 The Game, and I'm saying to myself, wow, the Cowboys are imploding! Wow, the Philadelphia Eagles are chanting, get Sirianni out of here, essentially.
And Sirianni's basically egging them on to keep chanting, chanting louder, because why else? It's Philly.
It's unbelievable. And then I'm just looking around the NFL, Deshaun Watson still as bad as ever. The Colts with Joe Flacco, are you kidding me? And then I look up and the Commanders are leading the NFC East. What? Arizona is getting throttled again? Thank you, Wilson, for putting up some fantasy points. The NFC North looks like the SEC in its prime. You got the Vikings at 5-0, the Lions at 4-1, the Bears at 4-2, and the Packers at 4-2. And then the NFC South, you got the Bucks and the Falcons. Look, as a Niner fan, you're sitting here and you're just surveying the landscape. And all you can say is, hey, look, on any given Sunday, anything can happen. And now that the 49ers have kind of righted the ship, they're 3-3 at the top of the NFC West. What are your big thoughts on the NFC as a whole? Sam, I'm going to start with you. I want to hear from people. 888-957-9570. I think one of the biggest developments is my fear of the NFC North. Heading into this year, I go, all right, well, you know, the Packers will be good. I mean, they gave the Niners a run for their money, but let's see it throughout 17 games. And we know that Detroit is big. And I thought the biggest development over the weekend, and it sucks because I'm a huge fan of this guy, the Aiden Hutchinson essential MMA injury, because that was like an MMA where a guy kicks a guy and he breaks his leg.
He had an extra knee in his shin bone, basically. That's how bad it was there. I mean, that was... You know it's bad when the TV replays don't even go to it. Like, I mean, they've gotten better at that now. There was once upon a time where, you know, they would show the ugliest injuries over and over and over again. And we've kind of, you know, grown and matured as a society where we feel like we don't need to do that anymore. So I didn't really get a good look at it, but I did see the replay this morning. And, oh, yeah, that was just so, so ugly to see. You really feel for the guy, and you have to feel for that team, for that fan base, too, because that Detroit Lions fan base, what they've been able to have over the last year after being just an absolute doormat forever, basically, and then they finally get something nice. They finally get something great, and they have this great defender who's at the heart of it all in Aiden Hutchinson. And now they're going to be scrambling, you know, on defense in a sense now for the rest of the year, because, I mean, we saw it a couple of years ago, Shasky, when the Niners lost Nick Bosa in that 2020 season on the turf at MetLife. It completely changed the tenor of this defense, of that defense, for the rest of the year. This year, we're seeing it without Dre Greenlaw. It's incredibly different. When you lose a bedrock defender like that, it is going to create reverberations throughout the rest of your season.
He's a superstar. Like, let's come out and say he's a superstar.
Like, he is top three defensive end of the league, right up there with Bosa and Watt.
And I look at it, and I was just looking at some of his pressure rates through eight games. Now, it's through eight games.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the highest pressure rate since 2019. And that goes back to who? Nick Bosa. That's how good he's been this year.
And you don't even need to play the small sample size card, Joe, because we've seen it overall through his entire career. Like, that's just how good he is right now.
But that is not the number one thing I want to laugh about this morning, because I feel awful for him. I feel awful for him. But you know who I don't feel awful for? Happy birthday, Jerry Jones!
Oh, it was his birthday yesterday?
Happy birthday, Jerry Jones!
What a sad way to spend your birthday.
82 years young.
Yeah, I'm sure
and
that
I'm
was
telling
on his
you
schedule.
Right now, they lost in one of the most embarrassing fashions. Look, I woke up and I went to baseball. I come back. I got to see this Lions Cowboy game. It's going to have monster ramifications on the 49ers. And the Cowboys are wearing navy blue jerseys with white pants. And I swear to God, the score was 1,000-1 at one point in that game. How great is it to watch the Cowboys go down the worst home loss in the Jerry Jones era on his birthday?
Oh, happy birthday to you, Jerry. I mean, really, it's tough, though. I mean, the Cowboys, they only have, what, I think the highest paid quarterback and the highest paid receiver in the league on their team. So when you have that kind of, you know, manpower in your team, you can really only expect so much from a football team. You just hate to see it at this point.
It's so great when they lose that way. I called my grandpa and I'm talking to him about, you know, LJ's birthday, and hey, we got this event and this event, I'm gonna pick you up. He goes, I'm just sitting here enjoying that the Cowboys are getting boat raced.
The best how about them Cowboys call ever, right?
He goes, I can't turn the channel to Red Zone because I just want to enjoy how bad this Cowboy game is.
Yeah.
He also had fantasy implications on it, which I totally understand and I respect. But my goodness, we got Ken behind the glass tonight, Sammy. Ken, we are monitoring 105.3. All right, that's our Dallas.
My God, that's true.
Counterpart, our radio station. If we hear anything from them, I might even want to simulcast and just listen to how
sad. Just call in on air as like a normal caller. But it's like, does it go to Joe in San Francisco, and then it's just us on the line?
Just laughing at them. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
It'd be the fastest hang-up ever.
Jerry Jones, he's got to think about firing McCarthy, and that's got to be a 49er fan's worst
someone
nightmare.
Someone asked him about that yesterday. Ken, do we have that back and forth ready to go?
Someone asked him about McCarthy.
The all-time Jerry Jones right here.
I got to hear it.
If you could, please.
What would it take you to evaluate making a head coaching change in season?
Oh, I haven't even considered that. I'm not considering that. Just so you're clear, not considering that.
But you've done it.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you? Okay, well, I'm not going to hypothetical with you about when I'd consider coaching change in light of the timing we're sitting here with. I'm not at all.
I just want you to know, Joe, I haven't given it a single thought. No thought whatsoever. It has not crossed my mind. I haven't even thought about having it cross my mind. There is not a single thought in my mind about potentially even thinking about considering the thought of making an in-season coaching change. That is not something I am at all prepared to think about.
You think I'm an idiot?
Kenny, first off, save that drop for the rest of time. And then second, mark the tape right there. I don't know if we're marking tapes these days.
Roll on my computer, Kenny, and get it.
Please,
there.
That is impression of the year. Limited fake. Absolutely love it. I mean, Mike McCarthy, we don't want him to get fired.
Jerry.
Niner fans don't want him. This is their last four home losses. The first half score. They've lost four in a row at home, the Dallas Cowboys, since the wild card loss in January. They've been outscored 110-35 in the first half.
Jeez.
110-35. They can't run the ball.
Since when?
Since their wild card loss to Green Bay.
Wow.
Four straight home losses. Mike McCarthy, Nick Sirianni, these are the gifts that keep giving. I want them to all win just enough so that they never get fired, because you know who would be in the mix. Both spots. Mr. Bill Belichick. And that's the last thing we want.
Yeah, well, I mean, Belichick's 72, 73 years old. I mean, I'd be interesting to see what he could still bring to the table. But I guess there is rumors flying around today that Bill Belichick and the Jones family have a very, very good relationship.
Ooh,
really? What could that mean? It seems that they probably ran into each other in the hallway. Hey, how you doing? That's about it. No, I mean, Belichick, he's always going to be that kind of rumor guy who's going to be hanging over him. I mean, at some point, Jerry has been around long enough he's been around enough mediocre coaches to know when it's time to move off of one. The way he's going out saying, I have not given a single thought to moving off Mike McCarthy in season, That's like the vote of confidence, you know, in a sense right there, that dreaded vote of confidence, but in a more negative sense. When he's saying, no, it has not crossed my mind 1 minute, he spent all day on his birthday imagining all the fun ways that he is going to fire Mike McCarthy at some point. They're going to another bye week, too, this week, are they not,
Cowboys? Yes, they are.
Oh, so you have 2 weeks to sit on that birthday memory. Like, come on, Jerry. It is absolutely noodling around that noggin of yours this morning.
No doubt. And speaking of bye weeks, you know who's coming off one? Facing the Niners this week?
Who is that?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
and Andy Reid, who has 289 wins all time. He's 36 away from third place in
isn't he like undefeated
wins.
Or something coming off the bye two, or he's got like two or three losses ever in his life?
Yeah, he's 4,001 coming off of a bye week.
No, but honestly, the one was against Brady and the Bucks in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, that's the key. Have a Tom Brady.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk to Frank Gore on the River Islands guest line at 7:30. We're going to have Carrington Harrison, who's from Kansas City, at 8:30, and a little Warrior talk with Dalton Johnson at 9:20, and all these guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest time. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And so I'm just looking at the NFC Niner fans, and look, we've been down bad. You lose to the Cardinals and the Rams the way that they did. I get being frustrated. The Viking game, all right, let's throw that out the window because I think the Vikings
that's
are really
looking
good.
Less and less bad every passing week right now.
Absolutely. But I'm looking at it today and I'm saying, all right, you sat back all weekend and you watched football throughout the division. Jaden Daniels is a rookie. He's been very impressive. I'm extremely impressed with him, but he's a rookie. He sits atop the NFC East. Do you fear them? The Philadelphia Eagles, 3-2, they're chanting for their coach to get fired. Do you fear them? How about the Cowboys, 3-3, worst home loss of the Jerry Jones era. Do you fear them? All right, and let's go to the NFC West. Obviously, you play the Seahawks. I kind of just dismiss Geno Smith. I hate to be that guy. Arizona, I still can't believe we lost that game. I guess they just have our number. The Rams, let's throw them out the window. They're 1-4. The NFC North. Do you really, truly think Sam Darnold, with zero playoff experience, they're impressive. I am not just...
He's looking like a new man this year, Shasky, though. That's the thing.
But you don't think that second time around? Okay, Vikings, I'll give you. Lions, I fear them. I absolutely fear them. But they're going to have no Hutch.
And they're going to that's going to be a very different team now without Hutchinson.
Absolutely. Bears, Packers, 4-2. Packers, let's see. Now, they're a team I do fear. Their defense is revamped. Bears, rookie quarterback. Then I look at the South. I fear Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield's playing explosive football right now. The Falcons, I don't know what to make of them. Who do you fear in the NFC? Who do you fear, Niner fans? You've had the weekend to sit back and watch. Sam, who do you fear in the NFC?
Well, I mean, right now, you look around at the league. First off, this is the snapshot of the NFC standings right now. If the season had ended today or yesterday or whatever, the playoffs as such look like this. You got the Vikings with the 1 seed. The Falcons are the 2 seed. Your Washington Commanders got the 3 seed. Niners sitting there on the 4 seed atop the NFC West. The Lions at 4-1, they got that 5 seed. Then you got the Bucks in the 6th seed and the Packers in the 7th seed. So in this situation, the Niners would be hosting the Lions right off the bat in that first week of the playoffs. Again, in this hypothetical snapshot.
We're a long way away.
I would feel good about that. There's a good chance you'd probably have to go to Washington, possibly, in that second round. I'd feel good against the Niners taking on the Commanders there. And then in that NFC title game, you're looking, I don't know, it looks like Bucks could be there. Well, no, Bucks would be playing the Commanders in that first round. But you're looking at potentially the Vikings going to Minnesota or Atlanta in that NFC title game.
We're
to be
a
honest,
long way away from
that. I'm looking ahead, but this is basically a long-winded way of me saying that if that is the path that the Niners have to go through or something similar to that, I actually don't feel that pessimistic about the Niners' chances if that is their path. We know that we've seen in the past this defense has the ability to travel. They are going to get it sounds like the Niners are pretty adamant, it sounds like, that McCaffrey will be back at some point this year. The way they're banking on that makes me think, all right, I mean, if you guys say so, that would certainly help if that does happen. I'm not banking on Dre Greenlaw coming back, but it comes down to the fact that when you look at these teams in the NFC, like, the playoffs are a totally different animal. We know that. The Niners are probably the most battle-tested team in the NFC playoff field right now. How many of these teams are you actually trusting to kind of keep it together when that playoff stage comes around?
That's a great question.
You say, who do you worry about the most in the NFC? I mean, yeah, I think usual suspects. The Lions have the tools to beat the Niners. The Bucks have the tools to beat the Niners. outside of that, though, I mean, Packers probably need some things to break their way if they want to beat the Niners. The Vikings, I still think there's some sort of, like, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop on that one. And I will never sit back and be like, oh, Kirk Cousins scares me. I'm not that kind of guy.
On the other side, I'm going to explain to you why this weekend's game against the Chiefs has potential to catapult the Niners into the top spot in terms of perception in the entire league. There's no doubt about it. This is a monster weekend for the soul, psychologically, standings-wise, and stamping a signature victory in the entire league. I think it would be one of the big victories in the league. I got so much to talk about. I mean, come on, Niner fans. Where are you at? I know Thursday night's game was incredible. You had all weekend to watch football. Cowboys lose. Oh, it's so sweet. Detroit Lions, they blow them out, the Cowboys. But they lose one of the superstars of the league in Aiden Hutchinson. Everything is on the table in the NFC. And the Niners season is back on track. And that's what's coming up on the game. And it's brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
You think I'm an idiot? It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.